Good morning, and it's time now for One-on-One with the Professional. And one of my favorite professionals, Casey Williams, is here with us. And here we go. We got the Green Country Village Senior Living Community between holidays. I understand that the residents are still kind of from Thanksgiving, and now it's jolly for Christmas now. How are you doing?
I think I haven't been back to the office yet, but I know all our Christmas decorations arrived from storage on Monday, and so I'm sure there are elves everywhere decorating all over for Christmas. So, you know, I think our lights are up. I'm really excited to get back to see how everything looks, and we'll have pictures on Facebook, so you'll have to see. I mean, we deck the halls every corner of our community. It's just gorgeous.
And there are a lot of halls.
to deck. That's for sure. Yeah, but we're excited. You know, we're going to be doing Christmas a little differently this year. But
of course.
Doing some fun things around the community. You know, decorating the doors if the residents want to spruce up. It's really fun to see people's personalities with their decor.
Oh, indeed it is. Uh-huh. And the thing is that the community that you have there, you have so many active people.
Yeah.
And with active imaginations, all you have to do is pick a conversation with one of them, and you'll say, gosh, this is kind of fun here. I don't think you're going to see too many bare doors.
No. No. I think, and like a lot of us this year, I started decorating early. I've already seen some doors that had, you know, some Christmas decor, and so I'll be anxious to get back to work and see how everyone's looking and how our community looks. So it's exciting.
Oh, sweet. Now, you know, we were talking in the green room.
Uh-huh, right.
Bringing out the brown and green M&Ms.
That's right. Still waiting for my M&Ms, by the way. Yes.
No, sorry about that. I had an accident. It wound up in my hand.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were talking about long-distance caregivers.
Yes.
And that's something we really need to touch on, especially, you know, not only during COVID, but also COVID in the holidays.
Well, and I think that, you know, COVID is shining a light on it, but a lot of us, our parents don't live close by, or right now during this season of trying to keep our older parents safe, we may live in the same town, but, you know, are trying to do things from afar. Mm-hmm. and kind of help our parents kind of navigate through things. You know, one of the things that we really encourage family members to do is, do you know about your parents' powers of attorney? Or do they have a medical directive? Those kind of things that you might not know.
Mm-hmm.
And you just look into that. You can also help them pay bills online, automatically having their bills deducted from their accounts instead of writing the checks, just to make sure those things are getting taken place.
A lot of our seniors are pretty adept at that anymore.
They are. And at first, some people may be a little hesitant because they're used to writing that check and balancing that checkbook. But now with online banking, just, you know, your app can show you what your balance is, and you don't have to do the math. I don't have to do the math.
You don't have to drive yourself crazy when you go to the store going, gee, I wonder what that is.
Right. So there's a lot of conveniences that we as adult children can help our parents mm-hmm. navigate through things. One thing that I'm learning with my parents is I wanted to get on their doctor's HIPAA information so that they can give me information. You know, legally they can't give anybody information unless your parent has given you permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I make sure that I'm on my parents' stuff so that when I call the physician, they can share that information with me. And so those are those little just checklists of things that we can do from afar, kind of check from time to time to see if their medications are up to date mm-hmm. or if they've started a new medication. A lot of times, you know, we really don't know what meds our parents are on. And so it just is helpful to kind of get a rundown of those things.
There you go. And it's a nice little checklist, but it's also very practical in everyday living. And, you know, if your parents are a little hesitant on that, have a conversation or six or seven with them.
Right, right.
And believe me, they will, once they see it, they have to see it.
You're right, you're right.
And once they see it, they say, well, gee, why was that such a hard thing? Uh-huh. You know, and kind of like getting them to maybe move out of their home to some place where they can get a little extra help. And, you know, the same kind of thing goes. It's like the seeing is believing thing.
I agree with you, Tom, because one thing is you said start that conversation. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit down and have a sit down, knock down, drag out discussion. You can just
two-way.
Start that. Yeah, start
it,
that.
It's not a dictation.
Nope.
It's not a, by golly, here's how it's going to be. It's
let's work
ask
together.
Questions of each other and uh-huh. let's make it work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And one thing, too, is make the most of your time together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're visiting your parents from out of town, you know, I always think, okay, I need to help them go to the grocery store. I need to clean out this closet, blah, blah, blah. But also do those necessary errands, but mm-hmm. also spend time with that family member. Play cards, go for a walk. Enjoy that time because your parents really aren't a task. They are relationships. And so there's a nice balance between doing to help and also just enjoying their company.
You know what? My mom, if you want to get on her good side, take her out for an ice cream cone. By
oh,
golly,
yes.
Good heavens.
Uh-huh.
You know, if she might be having the worst day on earth, but if you treat her to an ice cream cone, suddenly, hey, man,
hey,
that's history.
Hey, hey, that's a cheap fix. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we looked at Christmas lights, and that was a lot of fun because, you know, everybody's starting to get everything decorated. And so mm-hmm. that was really fun to spend time with my parents looking at lights.
Yeah.
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 And speaking of lights, our associates on Monday, I think that's the 7th.
Uh-huh.
Or whenever. Yeah, the 7th. We are going to do that Christmas in the Ville skating. All our associates are going to go ice skating on
Sweet.
Monday.
Sweet. There you go.
So that'll be a really great time to celebrate Green Country Village and enjoy that special thing that we have downtown. I can't mm-hmm. believe that's in our town.
Yeah. It's amazing, and it's a nice little gem. Started off like, what? This will be the 4th year, I think. But it keeps growing and growing and growing.
Oh, just really wonderful. I think they open this Friday.
Yes, they do.
And we went by last year. I didn't ever mm-hmm. skate, but the decor, the lights, the people, it just reminded me of like when I was young, mm-hmm. all how beautiful it is. So
a reminder to your residents and to anyone else who can't really get out into the chilly air at night, the parade, we're going to have it on K1TV.com and on Apple TV. So
oh,
if you
really?
Want to watch it there at the village, you can certainly do that.
And is that on Saturday?
It sure is. It'll be carried live, and the residents can have the fun of the parade without getting
the
sniffles.
That's right, in their jammies if they want to.
Yeah,
that
betcha.
Is for sure. Oh,
yeah.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
We are just welcoming new residents in, getting ready for the holidays. Just a lot of excitement going on at Green Country.
Now, how can people, if they're interested, say this Christmas just might be a little overwhelming and they're not really seeing next Christmas being at their house.
Right.
How do we get folks introduced to what Green Country Village Senior Living Community is all about? What's the best way?
Oh, there's a lot of best ways. You can call me and we can visit about uh-huh. what your needs are or your loved one's needs are and see if independent living, just to get the yard work off your plate, the housework off your plate, the cooking off your plate. I can also do virtual tours, and that means I just video. We can do a FaceTime, Zoom, you know, again, modern technology. It's wonderful.
You guys are getting great. Everyone's getting great.
I know. My learning curve was steep from doing those things, but it's really been fun because you can really you can individualize those videos or those FaceTimes for that individual resident. And so that's been really fun. Also, you can look on our website, www.greencountryvillage.com,
mm-hmm.
and it'll give you a flavor for what what our community is, because let's say that your loved one needs a little nursing care, maybe just help managing their medications, then we have assisted living mm-hmm. for that. And that's 24-hour nursing. They are, you know, they have meals and they can help with dressing and bathing if needed. But, you know, it's just whatever that individual resident needs. And we mm-hmm. also have memory care. And those are for people with cognitive issues like dementia, Alzheimer's. And it's a specialized program for those residents mm-hmm. that just need that oversight with memory issues.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the main building, it's just lots of friends and neighbors who just said, yeah, with a yard.
Right. Right. All three of our communities offer that social time, those activities.
And that's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We do have a new resident services associate that she specializes in those mm-hmm. folks with memory issues. She just started last week, so I look forward to seeing what she's going to bring to Lakeview memory mm-hmm. memory support.
Great. So. Are we dining in the dining room these days?
We are, but social distancing, yes.
Gotcha.
We are. And then we're doing smaller group activities. We're doing door-to-door ice cream truck like we always have. And even when we have open activities, they love us coming door-to-door with the ice cream. And so we just continue to do that, even if they could come to the dining room and have ice cream. And so... So we've kept that up, and that's been really a lot of fun.
You know something? The world just goes a little bit better with that.
Well, like your mom. Your yeah. mother loves ice cream, and everybody else does, too. So that
doesn't cost much. By golly, it's good for the soul.
It is. It's good for the soul, even in this kind of cool weather. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I can't believe it's already December and almost 2021.
It can't get here fast enough.
I don't think it can. I'm ready for it to get
here. I know the residents are ready for it to be over.
Yes, so. Yeah, yeah. But until then, we're going to party and have a wonderful Christmas mm-hmm. holiday.
One thing that I may have missed this, too, when we were talking about doing the FaceTime and the virtual tours, are the individual tours for prospective residents, are they okay, or are those something that we can... In person,
campus. Right now we're gonna hold off on in-person visits
probably till
for a little bit. For those residents that are very serious mm-hmm. about a specific apartment, we can make those arrangements. But we're really not welcoming guests right now.
Sure.
Walk-ins and that kind of stuff. But I can try to give you the best feel, you know, yeah. virtually. And
that staycation's going to have to wait till 2021,
isn't it? It's going to have to wait a little bit, it is, but it's waiting, ready and waiting.
There you go. But I tell you, it's a great community out there, and if you're thinking about it, or if your parents are probably good candidates, but they don't know it yet,
yeah.
or if they do know it yet, mm-hmm. It's a great thing to check out and really do your homework on. Be patient. Ask mm-hmm. a lot of questions.
Right.
Casey and the team will take care of you. They'll answer anything that you can toss at them. And one of the things I like, of course, is the location. And I tell everybody this. I said, you know, it's right in the heart of everything, but a million miles away from everything at the same time. I don't know who came up with that landscaping design, but it's gorgeous, and boy, is it ever effective, because you can't hear the world when you're out there on that campus, but the world is all around you.
It is. 26 acres and a couple of little ponds and...
nice trees.
Nice trees and a walking trail. Mm-hmm. So, and you're right. It seems far away, but it's right in the middle of... Right.
Your pharmacy's right across the street.
That's right. It is. And so it's convenient, mm-hmm. but also nestled mm-hmm. away.
So you got the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. Once again, your phone number.
918-335-2086. Uh-huh. Or you can check us out on www.greencountryvillage.com.
All right, Casey, thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
Good to see you, and I'll see you in 2021.
Yes, you will.
All righty. Take care.